Thanks for tonight. It was nice to just sit back and watch some Netflix, even if we did spend like 20 minutes just scrolling and trying to find something to watch. Yeah, I really wish there was more variety in genres too. I'm kind of tired of seeing so many murder mysteries, to be completely honest. Hey, what time is it, anyway? Already? Wow, I didn't realize it was midnight already. But maybe we can watch one more episode? We're almost done with the first season. Oh. Okay. No, it's fine. It is pretty late. I mean, it's 12 o'clock in the morning. But are you free tomorrow, though? Alright, how about, Friday? We could go to the arcade that just opened. I know how much you like stuff from the 80s. Perfect. So, I guess it's settled then. I can't wait. Hey, this was really nice. Just the two of us. It was great. You're a really good friend. And, listen, sorry, hold on. It's my mom. Hold on, okay, can you give me a minute? I want to tell you something before I leave. Hi. What is it? Yeah, I'm at my friend's house. I'm just about to leave. Yeah, yes, the curfew, I know, but I'm not a child anymore. No, I don't need you to check up on me, okay? No, I'm not raising my voice at you. I just want to feel like a grown-up, not have you check up on me all the time. No, you're right. I'm sorry. Yes, I understand. No, but that's not fair. No, but I wasn't talking back to you. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, I'll be home in 10 minutes. Look, I'm sorry. You had to hear that. Yeah. I'm okay. Guess we'll just have to postpone the arcades. I really don't want to talk about it. No, because there's nothing to talk about. So, can you, get off the couch so I can grab my coat? You're sitting on it. No, I said I don't want to talk about it, okay? No, seriously. Fine, I just... Stop. Look over me, I'm okay. I'm fine. I don't need your help. I'm okay, I just want you to let me go. I'm fine, I have to go home now. Please let go of me. I'm fine, okay? I'm fine. Please let me go. I don't want to go back. I don't want to go back home. They really don't want to go. They don't want to put my problems on your shoulders. I can't do that to you. I just need a bit more time. At least until I can stop shaking so much. Okay. I'll take some deep breaths with you. Sorry. I'll try again. Yes. It's better. Thank you. Thank you. I don't know. You've been such a good friend to me. But I don't want you to worry about me. I don't want you to worry about me. I don't know what to do anymore. I feel like I'm carrying this stack of dishes, and it's on the verge of falling over, so I try to balance it the best that I can, but more dishes just keep appearing, and the stack gets higher and higher as I just sit there and watch helplessly. Just know one day it'll all come crashing down, but I can't do a single thing about it. I just feel the weight get bigger on me every single day. It feels like I can't keep doing it. I'm not strong enough to keep carrying it. I don't want to bother you or anyone else. And I don't speak up because other people have their own stack. They have their own problems, you know. It's not just me. I'm not the only person in the world who's unhappy. I'm not the only person in the world with problems. There are so many people all over the world with problems way worse than mine. So I feel so stupid. I feel so weak for not being able to handle it. And I just hate it. I hate all of it. I hate how I feel like I can't get away from it. I feel like everything I do is wrong. Nothing I truly want is good enough. And it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, it's so stupid. Look at me sitting here complaining about my parents. I mean, some people would kill just to see their mom or their dad again, and I'm sitting here complaining about mine. It's just I feel this pressure. Like, this pressure to keep face, to smile, like, to pretend like things are okay. They're not okay. I don't know what to do. I don't know who I can even turn to. I feel so alone. I don't have anyone. I don't have anyone because I haven't been allowed to have anyone. Thank you for the hug. Thank you for listening. It's weird to tell all of this to someone, but I feel so comfortable around you. Like you feel like you genuinely care for me. Can I ask you something? But I want you to hear me out completely before you say anything. Okay? I fuck with me doing. Okay. Well, I like you. Like, a lot. You're so kind to me. And not just once or twice, but all of the time. I feel like I matter when I'm by your side. I feel like I matter. I laugh only when we're together because nothing makes me feel as happy as when I'm with you. You never question me when I'm feeling down. You simply try to make me laugh harder and it always works. You can read me like an open book without me realizing it, and I know that now. I know because I've never had a bad day with you. It only takes you a few seconds to wash away all of my worries. When I'm with you, it's like a whole world just ceases to exist. I feel like I don't have to go back home. I don't have to deal with my problems. When we're together, it's just you and me. You're my best friend. And I dream of us being more than friends. I have for a long time, actually, and I love you. Sorry. I shouldn't have said anything. I wasn't thinking. You do? Wait. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? But I didn't think he'd answer that. I was kind of ready for rejection. God knows I've been hurt enough times. I'm sorry, I don't know what to say. I'm not sure. I think I simply can't accept that you said you love me too. Honestly, I'm confused. Because I'm not the type of person that you can bring home to your parents. I'm so broken. I have nothing worthy to offer anyone. I'm not special. I'm not good at anything. I don't add anything positive to anybody's life. I mean, look at me. I came over to have a good time and hang out with you, and I turned it into this. You ruined it, like I always do. I don't see why you would want me. Look, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that. I shouldn't have admitted all of that. I think it's best if you just forget what I said, and I think it's best if I just head back home. You just kissed me. Why did you just kiss me? That's the nicest thing anyone has ever said to me. Do you really mean that? Did you mean what you just said? I don't know what to say. Thank you. Honestly. I am. Yeah, I'd like to kiss you again. I don't know what this is going to be like, but I know that it will be everything I hoped for. No, really. You have no idea how long I've wanted this. Ever since we became friends. It was in the cafeteria, and every seat was taken. I walked around with a tray of food in my hands, feeling 100 eyes judging me. But when I walked by your table, you smiled at me. You smiled at me, and you offered me your seat. I spent every single lunch before then alone. I would hide in the bathroom just so people wouldn't see me by myself. Just so people wouldn't wonder why I was alone. Just so people wouldn't wonder what was wrong with me. I cried that day so hard before class because of what you did. No one had ever done something like that for me. Nobody's ever offered me a seat or asked me to sit with them. I've always been alone. And from then, after you said I could sit with you, I just gravitated towards you. And I felt so grateful when you said you would reserve the seat next to you just so we could have lunch together every day. I cherished every second we spent together because they're the best moments of my life. Yes. Yes, really. I swear that they are. I'm happy to finally tell you this. It feels like a weight has been lifted off of my chest. You did so much for me, and I want to do the same for you. I want to give myself to you. I want to give you all of the love that you gave me when nobody else did. You're the only reason why I wake up in the morning, and you're present in every dream that I have. I think about you all the time. I want to spend my life with you. I'm happy. I'm so happy that you feel the same. You have no idea how much it means to me to hear you say that. For you, to accept me means everything. I love you. And I promise to never leave your side. I was hoping I could maybe stay the night, or at least stay for a few more hours. I just need a little bit more time. Please, can you just let me stay a little longer? You want me to stay forever? But that's a big step, don't you think? I'm I am speechless. I just confessed being in love with you, and now you want me to move in? Are you sure? I mean, have you thought this through? No, you're right. I trust you. We'll stay. I still can't wrap my head around the fact that you want me. You know, it's just so quick. No, it's everything I want. I want this. I want this to be my home. Right here. With you. Could we maybe go pick up a few things at my house tomorrow? Having you with me, it helped me a lot. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. God, you're gonna make me cry again. I'm fine. I'm fine, and I swear it's true this time. As long as I'm with you, I'm fine. And yes, I'll stay with you.